This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven half the hour. It's Monday, the 24th. What do we have? One more Monday in August, and then we move on into the excitement of September and fall, and moving and grooving and school. Oh, wait a minute! No, there's a virus among us. There's a pesky little thing that basically is turning out to be just that. I think that requires some of our time as we move forward here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan here. Jennifer Horn is there. Aren't you here? There are people who, if you can believe it, they can't tell the difference between Jennifer and Victoria. Can you believe that? I don't know who's speaking. Can you tell me who that woman is?
Mm-hmm. I think we actually sound different. There are a lot of women that sound the same, but I think there are differences in our voice, for sure.
Yes, there are.
For those that don't know, I'm Jennifer. I'm Victoria.
And there's Victoria. And all right, so Jennifer, a couple of things regarding, I suppose, the political sphere, the Conways. I'm not sure whether or not, well, I'll let you tell the story because I want you to tell the story from your perspective. I just saw the stuff about their child wanting to divorce them, which sort of caught my attention. Is that the reason that Kellyanne is leaving, and will Trump lose because she was the one who got him elected in the first place?
I don't know if Trump will lose this time because of Kellyanne, but I certainly believe, and I've said for a long time, that the person who deserves the most credit, aside from President Trump himself, for the Trump win in 2016 is Kellyanne Conway. She was a pollster. She understood the vulnerabilities in the electoral map left behind by the Obama administration, and she sent Trump there. That's why he spent time in Michigan. That's why he spent time in Wisconsin, places that typically Republicans don't win, and that Hillary Clinton never even really went to go see. And if you remember on when we could travel back in 2016, on election night and election eve, remember it was President Trump who was out there at midnight doing these rallies in Michigan all the way up until the very deadline of when people could actually go and vote. And the reason for that is because of what Kellyanne was able to do. So despite whether or not you like her, I know she's not for everybody, but she was really able to identify where people were and how they were feeling, and the people who kind of didn't feel like they were served or super served by the Obama administration, and where Hillary Clinton thought she had it in the bag, and so she didn't spend as much time there, and that's where President Trump spent a lot of his time. So that's why she was given an appointment within the White House. She's been an outspoken advocate for President Trump, and then for a really long time, over the last probably three or so years, her husband, George, has been an outspoken critic of the president, and their family has been kind of the fodder for, you know, for late-night talk shows. George Conway went on to become one of the founders of the Lincoln Project, which is a group of Republicans who are essentially never Trumpers, who have put a lot of money into this election behind Joe Biden. And just recently, her daughter has come out on TikTok and sort of gotten some celebrity because people were following her because of her last name. And then over the weekend, apparently, she talked about wanting to be emancipated and all of this. I can't imagine,
how
just
old is
from
she?
A very personal, 15. Just a teenager, probably 15, 16.
Okay, 15,
I can't imagine, and this is sort of what bothers me, whether you like Kellyanne and what she stands for or not, but there are a lot of women who suck it up and just help their spouse out over a lifetime of marriage and over a lifetime of relationships. And it's boggled me how George Conway has disrespected his wife so much by publicly coming out when she has a job that is important in the White House, probably the culmination of all of her dreams. And he hasn't been able to just let her have that. And I'm sure that's created a probably a pretty toxic environment around their house. I mean, I can't imagine how things are, you know, roses and rainbows. I mean, everybody has their own relationship. But when it becomes so public, that's got to be tough. And certainly that's got to be tough on the kids. And I think for whatever happened over the weekend, there must have been something more than just those really cryptic tweets and videos that the daughter Claudia was doing, because now both Kellyanne and George have announced that they're stepping away from their respective positions. Kellyanne at the White House, George at the Lincoln Project, and they're going to refocus on their family. So I don't know. I think it's a pretty big story with a lot of ramifications and how our families are done. I think they have four, if I'm not mistaken.
Kind of in that same age range, or is this girl the youngest?
I don't know if she's the youngest. I think, let's see, they do have four kids.
But you're right, that can't be an easy environment for any family. That's very polarizing.
And yeah. I don't know. I guess they have twins. Claudia is a twin. And then there are two youngers, Charlotte and Vanessa, it looks like. Mm.
Who's James Carville's wife? I remember holding her baby.
Marley Matlin. But see, the difference between them is that they respect each other.
No. James Carville? James Carville's wife is that right wing. No. He's on the left,
Marley.
And his wife. No, Marley Matlin's the deaf
Marley
actress.
Close, though. What's her name? It's close.
It is very. It's Marley.
Hold on.
Somebody or other. The reason I bring him up is because you're a good call, Victoria. I didn't catch that.
I felt like I was hallucinating for a second.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Oh, no, her name is Mary. Sorry, Mary Matlin.
Mary Matlin.
That's how close it is. Yeah.
Yeah. But so the difference.
You're right. That's a mixed marriage.
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah.
But they seem to both be quiet now. I haven't seen or heard anything from them for quite a long time. Carville, like Kellyanne, was responsible for getting Clinton elected, pretty much. That it was him and his focus on some of the things and his pounding away. He became as visible as the president during the election, which was pretty interesting. So now, with that in mind, let's go a step further here with all of this. During the 88 election, George Bush was down in the summertime to Michael Dukakis 17 points, and the researchers found Willie Horton. Everybody remember who Willie Horton was? Yes? No?
No.
Okay. Willie Horton. There was a program that was started in Massachusetts in 1987. It was a furlough release program for convicted felons, people that had been in jail, people who were, you know, some of them pretty bad people. So Willie Horton got let out on a furlough program. He was in jail for life, or no, it was for 55 years, something like that. He'd raped and murdered three or four people, but somehow he got out of jail. And within a week of his getting out of jail, he did the same thing. He raped and murdered somebody in a Boston suburb. Well, as soon as that became the first day that they put that into an ad, look at who's every, and it wasn't that they told the story because they never really did. The first ads were, ask Michael Dukakis who Willie Horton is. And then the news media got a hold of it, and within hours, he had a 17-point lead. That is Dukakis in late summer of 88, 18 points. And in 24 hours, it went away completely. He lost it all.
Accompanied with the question, because I do remember now that you said that name, there was a question, I think, at a debate or something where someone actually asked what would happen, or maybe it was a reporter, what would happen if Kitty had been raped by, or
yes,
raped and murdered or
yes,
something, and he
yes
had no answer for it, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, there was.
So I think he helped himself through that decline.
Yeah, yeah. So that, now, the fast forward to this year, and Biden having a 17-point lead, my question is the Weinstein relationship with Kamala Harris, tell me how to pronounce your name again.
Kamala, like a comma in a sentence.
Okay.
Kamala.
So Kamala Harris was friends with Harvey Weinstein, had an opportunity when she was the state attorney general to prosecute him and chose not to. And it's not a secret. Now it's coming out as people are vetting all of these folks. And so instead of looking into her background with her father and her mother and whatever, I've seen very little news media attention to that story. Jennifer, I've been out of Los Angeles for 3 or 4 days. Has any of that cropped up in the L.A. Times or with local Los Angeles media that focus
not in the L.A. Times, but it was part of my initial reaction when I called her kind of the shapeshifter, and that is that she'll tell you she defends women until you look at her record, or she tells you that she doesn't support low-level drug offenses until you look at her record. And so for years we've seen this about Kamala Harris. She's also the one who didn't convict the mayor in San Diego who was accused of physically and sexually abusing 30 different women, but they were in the same camp. He had endorsed her, she endorsed him, and so she let it go. That Catholic Church, there were three priests in the Catholic Church who should have been convicted or should have at least been charged and gone after. Kamala Harris did not convict them. So she's had a record of
this. Is that enough? And the fact that she's vice presidential candidate versus presidential candidate, pretty much Joe Biden has been vetted. I don't think anybody's going to find anything else out about him that could do what Bush did to Michael Dukakis in 1988.
For him. I mean,
yeah, but that's all been done. That's been done. That's all.
I don't think people. But here's the thing: you may say it's been done, but people don't listen to it because they don't want to, so they don't realize that there are four.
But it's not new. It's not fresh meat into the grist mill. I think the Weinstein stuff is fresh meat, and that among all the things you just enumerated. Is the thing that seems most damning and would affect women in their vote. One of the reasons I was told by a Democratic operative over the weekend, one of the reasons I said, why Kamala Harris? And I asked him, you know, with a factual bent, he said, because she'll get the black vote out. They're worried about them, the blacks just sitting on their hands and not doing anything. So if you get the black vote out because of her, then, you know, Biden is assured of a victory. So what about women? Are women going to be affected by the fact that Kamala Harris didn't go after Weinstein because she was friendly with him? Not just that she didn't want, she was friendly with him, and there are all kinds of examples of her being in social situations with him. So is that enough to keep women from voting, Victoria? What do you think? Jennifer?
No, it's not. I don't think so. Because, you know, look, we've said this before. I grew up with Trump in the news. My very good friend's dad did all six of his bankruptcies as his lawyer. It's, you know, there were people in New Jersey who were shocked Trump even ran because he has so many skeletons in his closet. Didn't stop him from winning. So I don't think her lack of prosecuting Weinstein, which went on for years in New York and California where he lived and worked, I don't think that's going to stop anyone from voting for a ticket.
The truth is that it already played out this weekend. If you look at the Twitter accounts of Alyssa Milano and Rose McGowan, Rose McGowan has been like, women, please don't sell yourself out for another bad candidate who has a history of, you know, taking advantage of women and has these charges against him. And I think, and I'm not trying to say this is a moral judgment because I don't, but I think there are a lot of women whose hatred of Trump is more in their heart than
more,
their support of the,
yeah.
Me Too movement. And so people hate Trump and they'll vote for him and they'll put out all the stuff they thought about the Me Too movement because of it.
I think that's probably accurate. Okay. So there's where we are, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles. That's the overview. I don't know if anybody watched that interview last night on ABC touting the thing they went after. Well, I watched a few minutes of it and I found it nauseous, so I just... You know, the kissing up by Robin Roberts of the two of them was so obvious.
I thought that David Muir interviewed them.
No, he did it with Robin Roberts. The two of them did it together.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Ever wanted a whiter, brighter smile, but something held you back? Maybe it takes too long. Maybe it costs too much money. Maybe it hurts your sensitive teeth. And don't even get me started on the dentist costs. Power Swabs can give you that brighter, whiter smile without any of the extra added stress. Power Swabs is a 5-minute, 2-step process that removes deep stains and whitens your teeth in the comfort of your home. Power Swabs has a coconut-derived agent that keeps your teeth hydrated, helps you avoid that added tooth sensitivity. Power Swabs is all natural. If you're a user, you can see results of up to 2 shades whiter after the first application, 6 shades after 7 days. Go to powerswabs.com, get that bright white smile, stress-free. Use the DJV10 code at checkout for a special discount. That's powerswabs at powerswabs.com, code DJV10, 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Unmistakable sound of Dolly Parton. Don't even have to. You just say Dolly, everybody knows who you're talking about, right? Don't you think? I believe that's the case. Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug here on the DJV show with our focus in this hour on a couple of musical items, including a new mural for Dolly in Nashville, paying tribute to her comments in support of Black Lives Matter. She told Billboard, of course, Black Lives Matter. Of course. White people aren't the only ones that matter. Kim Radford, the artist behind the mural, said that she was drawn to Parton's quote because it's so sassy and sensitive in the same way. It's something that's got a lot of friction in the air right now. Tourists are flocking to Music City to look just at the mural. It's been in East Nashville since the 14th. That location is significant, too. East Nashville was predominantly black following the Civil War. Been rapidly gentrified in recent years, rising property values, pushing out a lot of people of color whose families have been there for generations. And after George Floyd was killed, outraged civil rights activists camped out just a couple of miles from the neighborhood. That the impact of gentrification in East Nashville was amplified this year after it was hit by a tornado last March, killed 24 people, damaged 500 homes. The Tennessean newspaper reports developers quickly started offering to buy up damaged homes, as many who couldn't afford repairs were just pushed out. So what do you do in a circumstance?
That happened to a friend of mine who lives in East Nashville. Her house wasn't badly damaged. It was kind of residual damage from the next door house. Yeah. And her next door neighbors couldn't afford to fix the house. And basically, these people were knocking on doors, like carpetbaggers, going, you know, door to door, saying, here, I'll buy your house for you at way under value. And a lot of families had to just choose that because they couldn't afford to rebuild their houses.
Yeah. So in general, though, how... do you do? What do you, in that circumstance, what's a better fix? What would have been the way to keep those people in their homes after all of that? What's
I guess some state assistance or something, some sort of a loan to people, you know, that would allow them to have the money to rebuild. I don't know.
Mm.
It happened after Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, too. Same thing.
Food for thought, for sure. All right, next up here musically is Sheryl Crow, who's with Willie Nelson on a song called Lonely Alone. The video of that one. I'm guessing Willie committed about now.
Is this sea taken? Do you like this song? Do you tear up when it comes on?
So Sheryl and Willie, there's a video to this song, Lonely Alone. It's a track off Crow's latest album called Threads, released a year ago this month, in fact. Willie was in her mind, Crow said. I wrote the song Lonely Alone with Willie in mind. It was written as kind of a barside cowboy noir. But the song has taken on new meaning, certainly during these times. I hope people find the same comfort in the song that I've always found in Willie. I never feel closer to home than when I'm singing with him. I know a lot of people feel the same way, even if they're just singing along. I know a lot of people, sing along on the radio. I know a lot of people like me who listen to him. I never find any fault with his songs. I just don't. I find them, if that's the word, I guess I hadn't thought about it this way, but comforting is a good word for listening to Willie Nelson's songs. And the video features Sheryl and Willie and their backing band performing the song remotely, with some additional footage of Nelson hanging out with the horses on his ranch. Sheryl released Threads last summer, said it was likely to be her final full-length album. Along with Nelson, the 17 tracks include collaborations with Stevie Nicks, Emmylou Harris, Johnny Cash, Mavis Staples, Eric Clapton, Sting, Keith Richards, Randy Carlyle, and Jason Isbell. Wow, I'd be interested. I've always liked her anyway. I'd like to hear that.
Some of the songs that she's already released, including this one with Willie, I think she's done a great job with this album.
Yeah. I think she has one of the best voices that's underrated. You know, not a lot of people give her credit for that.
I think you're right. 28 and a half after the hour here on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Marco weakening as it nears the Louisiana coast, but still poses a threat with winds and heavy rains. The tropical storm now has maximum sustained winds of around 65 miles an hour. The storm could make landfall by this evening, followed by tropical storm Laura, which could be a hurricane by the time it reaches the Gulf Coast, possibly on Wednesday. President Trump has a message for Gulf Coasters.
I'm asking all Americans in the storm's path to follow the instructions of your state and local governments very closely.
Unrest in the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin last night after police are seen in multiple now viral videos shooting a black domestic violence suspect in the back as he tries to get into the driver's seat of a parked car. Police say Jacob Blake was shot and seriously injured. Some protesters reportedly set fires and threw things at police. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Chicago's violence problem doesn't appear to be slowing down any. As of last night, nearly 60 people had been shot in the city over the weekend, including 5 people who died. The most recent tragedy that police have detailed happened yesterday morning on the west side when Martin Coleman was shot and killed during some sort of argument. Last weekend saw 64 people shot across Chicago. Schools across the U.S. are facing shortages of this year's most crucial back-to-school supplies, the laptops and other equipment needed for online learning. The world's 3 biggest computer companies, Lenovo, HP, and Dell, have reportedly told school districts they have a shortage of nearly 5 million laptops. In some cases, worsened, they say, by the Trump administration's sanctions on Chinese suppliers. That's according to an Associated Press investigation. It says as the school year begins virtually in most places because of the coronavirus, educators nationwide are worried that computer shortfalls will compound the inequities and the headaches for students, families, and teachers. One school administrator in California telling the Associated Press it's going to be like asking an artist to paint a picture without paint. Kids cannot do distance learning, he says, without a computer. Well, you hopefully have a computer. Find us, if you do, online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 34 after the hour, it's the Monday DJV program all around the country and all around the world at djvshow.com. How do you do? Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. This is a warning to all those of you, if we were doing the countdown show, I suppose maybe this would be a bit of fodder for Michael Harrison and me, or maybe even for the three of us ladies when we go over what goes on in the world of News Talk Radio every week on Fridays, and it plays through on the weekend. The host of a program on the News Talk station in Cleveland, WTAM, referred to Kamala Harris as colored on the air and was promptly fired.
What year is it? Is it 1950? Like, why would anyone say that? That's so dumb.
But is it enough to fire for somebody to lose his job? Are we that sensitive? I've heard older people who are my age, who are black, refer to themselves as colored. Now, is it the same with blacks? You can't use the N-word if you're white, but you can if you're black. So why is this sort of a... Why I don't get... It doesn't... I remember... As a kid growing up, that my grandmother used to refer to black people as colored. I just wonder how far is too far. I'm beginning to think with COVID we've gone too far, and I'm beginning to think with some of this stuff we've gone a little too far as well. But I guess that's a word to the wise at this point in time. It's sufficient. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But I just find I was.
Well, how old was the host who got fired?
50s.
That's ridiculous.
60,
that's ridiculous. Really, then
the
that's
fire.
That's just racist then. Because anyone in their 50s knows that. I mean, that's just stupid.
Which is
I
the Colin Collard
or?
If it was
intentional racism or if that's
or
a
if
terminology.
I wouldn't use it.
I wouldn't use that term because
I wouldn't either.
I don't think it's appropriate.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of things that people might do that they don't mean to intentionally be racist. And I think it's important that we know each other's heart before we just cancel everything.
But who is a radio personality who hosts a show every day, who reads multiple news sources like we all have to, who, and then someone who's in their 50s who says colored and it's
but
and
is
they
it worth
know better?
Is
really?
It okay? But is it that offensive that the guy should be fired? You reprimand him, you give him a week off, you do something like that. But there's no room for anybody making a stupid comment or even an irrelevant comment or a comment that, well, you know, maybe upon thinking about it, I wouldn't have said it if it were me. If Howard Stern said it, would he get fired? If Tom Joyner, who's a black radio personality, would he get fired? If he said it, I don't think so.
I think if a black radio host said something like called white people cracker or something, yeah, he'd be fired.
Oh, I don't.
And if Howard Stern said it, well, I'm trying to think of like what the equivalent would be on the other end.
I don't think there's any equivalent of what you could call a white person right now that would get any black person fired. I don't think there is.
Yeah. Anyway, on-air host, it's just a
Cannon got canceled for not calling anybody any specific name, but implying that...
Yeah, that was too far, too. I agree with that. That was way... I thought doing all of the reaction to that was asinine, frankly.
But that was against... I mean, that was against Jewish people. That was even less about...
Right.
Well,
I mean,
okay, but white people are, you know, Jewish people, so...
Jewish people. That
Black
people, Jewish
people. He got canceled.
People.
Well, besides Sammy Davis.
Not really, though. He's there with all of his jobs. He didn't
lose. Oh, no, I think that's... Yeah, no, I don't think that's true, Victor. I think there are a lot of blacks around who are Jewish now. At any rate, certainly it gives us cause to think. Over the weekend, there were a lot of stormy situations weather-wise. It was continued hot where I was on the East Coast, and where I was last week, it was continued hot on the West Coast. But in between, lots of weather, and also around different parts of the Atlantic and Pacific, Victoria, right? Aren't there a number of storms that they're making their way, two of them, making their way pretty much in the same direction, if I'm following correctly, up
there
in Mississippi?
There are Louisiana. There are two
Louisiana.
Storms that, yeah, there are two storms
Mississippi
right
River,
now.
I meant. Excuse me, Mississippi River.
There are two storms right now in the Gulf. One is Marco. That's going to make landfall today in Louisiana. That is that's
Polo's on its way.
Right. That's going up and down, up and down the strength scale. So it turned into a hurricane, then it went back to a tropical storm, then it went back to a hurricane. Now it is most likely back to being a tropical storm. It's still a pretty powerful storm, but I think for the most part, Marco will spare Louisiana from any severe damage. But the problem, though, is that tropical storm Laura is 2 days behind on the same path.
Yeah.
So a lot of meteorologists over the weekend were calling this, this is the first time that this has ever happened in the Gulf in recorded history, where you have two hurricanes or two tropical storms together at the same time. The big question was, can the storms combine? All the meteorologists that I've seen over the weekend talking about this, the answer is no, the storms cannot combine into one mega storm. But the damage of having back-to-back storms will be, we'll have to wait and see. Laura,
they're both category ones, are they, at this point?
Tropical storms, so they don't get a category. But if tropical storm Laura bumps up into hurricane status, then we will get one of those numbers related to it. But Laura is supposed to reach, it's expected at this point, to reach hurricane status, and then it's going to make landfall in Louisiana on Wednesday. So this could bring 15 inches of rain, so lots and lots of flooding in low country as it
is. Well, what it does is if you go up the Mississippi and the farmland on either side, it washes all of that great dirt into the river, and then it flows down the river, and that's why they have those four barges in the mouth of the Delta of the Mississippi that are working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to dig the dirt out of the Delta and put it on barges and bring it back up the Mississippi to be extracted and put back on the land again.
Those barges are going to be working extra overtime because they say the storm surge from these two storms will be 10 feet in some areas.
Yeah.
Flash flooding is going to be a huge problem. Meteorologists are warning that people should shelter in place for at least 72 hours.
Expect to pay more for food.
But for lives lost, they said that this is not going to be possible for anyone in the search and rescue. They're not going to be able to deploy the rescue helicopters. High-water vehicles are going to not be able to be used. So it's going to be pretty rough for the next couple of days for people.
They were telling everybody last night, just to underscore that point, they're telling people that wherever you were last night is where you have to shelter. They didn't want people trying to rush ahead of the storm or to try. They wanted everybody in place kind of wherever they were going to be as of last night. That's at least the latest on the Governor John Bel Edwards' press conference. He wants everybody just in. So hopefully people took those warnings. A lot of the time people get in trouble when they don't.
Yep.
Taking another step in that same direction, sort of looking at the weather and how it's affecting the globe, researchers are talking up in Greenland about the amount of ice that was lost up there. I don't know if we can even imagine 586 billion tons. How do you even imagine what a ton of ice looks like, never mind a billion tons or 586 billion tons? They're using the satellite measurements to explain what went on here. The ice melt. The study says that's enough to cover the state of California in 4 feet of water. 140 trillion gallons of water in 586 billion tons of ice. So now Greenland and the ice around Greenland melting faster, actually, than ever. The latest record from last year goes way ahead of what was the experience in 2012, when some 511 billion tons of ice were lost. The melting ice contributes, as it does, to the rise in the sea level. This could be back to what you were just talking about, the flooding along the coastlines with these storms. Tie that together. One of the reasons there is danger in this activity is because of the ice melting and it increasing the sea levels. And one of the things that is not taken into account is how much, you know, in the ebb and flow of rain, the atmosphere takes the moisture out of the ocean, becomes clouds, and then the clouds disperse the rain. But there doesn't seem to be an equanimity here. It's still, if you look around, the ice melt added about 0.06, that's 6/100ths of an inch, to global sea level. When you think about it, doesn't seem like a whole lot. But when you consider how much water, we're talking about 140 trillion gallons of water. I don't know how much water there is in all of the oceans around the world. Almost 70% of the world is covered with water. But I still think that it's pretty huge when you think about it. So did that keep you from going to the beach? What did you ladies do this weekend?
Anything went to the beach. I did.
That's good. Did you notice a rise in sea level?
Yeah.
You were convalescing. Are you over this now? Are you done or what? Is it over?
I've had like this. COVID. Well, Jennifer, all three COVID. Of us. Yeah, all three of my family, we all tested negative, which is great. I've had a ongoing low-grade fever and some fatigue issues going on. So
still.
I'll be going to talk to my doctor today to see what's going on with me because it's a little bit annoying. But,
you've had enough.
No beach for me. I was just, relaxing a little bit this weekend or trying.
Okay. All right. It's Kobe Bryant Day today, the first annual Kobe Bryant Day, August 24th. When people consider what Kobe Bryant was all about, more than a basketball player, to a lot of aspiring athletes and children growing up in L.A. and also around the country, he was an inspiration, certainly a cultural icon. So this day, the numbers meet 8 and 24. Fans celebrate the life and talent that was Kobe and that of his daughter Gianna, whose life was cut short, as we remember, by that horrible accident in Los Angeles last year. So pretty, when you think about it, we can go off in any number of directions with that conversation, waste of life and things. I don't think, is there anything about it that's solved? Is it actually acknowledged what caused the crash and what happened to the company?
It was the weather.
And the,
The lawsuits are still going on with the company, but I think that it was weather, and certainly they should have turned around. They didn't, and I don't know if, you know, anybody's willing to. The truth is whether Kobe demanded they fly or not. The truth is that the pilot, even if he didn't want to risk losing his job as the Bryant's personal pilot, he probably should have said this isn't right.
Yeah.
So it's hard to go woulda, shoulda, coulda. Everybody got a little too overconfident, and unfortunately it was a terrible, tragic accident.
Today, we also acknowledge, well, we actually should have done this on Friday, National Senior Citizens Day. How many of you who have elderly people in your life acknowledge them? Did everybody know? Ladies, did you? I saw a picture, by the way, on Instagram of Fancy Nancy. I'd never seen it before. She was on a spin thing or a cycle. I don't know. She was exercising. And I took a good look at her just to make sure that I knew what, and it wasn't at all what I thought she would look like. If you go to Victoria's Instagram account, you can see a picture of her mother. Fancy Nancy. So anyway, I don't like to consider myself a senior citizen. I don't, as a matter of fact. I don't put myself...
Don't you think the age threshold for quote-unquote senior citizen needs to be bumped up?
Well, right? The only reason it's like, where it is because the AARP 65? Starts sending you out crap at in the 50s.
Okay.
It's 60. 67 is the acknowledged average retirement age people. But at my age, I don't even contemplate it. I wouldn't.
Well, you can get Medicare at 65, so...
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. You can get the Social Security at 65. I didn't take mine. You have to start taking it at 71, so that's when I did. But that's just another level. Back in 88, President Reagan proclaimed National Senior Citizens Day to raise awareness about issues that affect seniors and the quality of life. What would you say were those issues? What issues does your mother have? Jennifer and your father and mother, what issues?
I don't think it's necessarily maybe our parents, maybe it is, but I think the top issue for seniors is health care, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's for everyone. See, sometimes seniors are singled out for stuff, and I think the issues that affect them affect everybody, frankly. There are a lot of seniors. You were talking about those people in Nashville who had their neighborhood was being gentrified and they basically lost their homes.
Yeah.
I see a lot of seniors that are that age, black and white, who are working in supermarkets or drugstores or the gas station because they can't retire. Some maybe don't want to retire, but others can't retire. And so wasn't Social Security supposed to be a leveling out and equalizing of the senior citizens? I thought that's why it was installed or started anyway. It's just something to think about. It's very important to acknowledge. I think a lot of times people, especially now, are given, it's like considering who's going to vote. That's a whole other can of worms. I want to talk about voting and what's going on here locally with the mail stuff in another conversation during the hour, the next few hours. The Cheers Bar in Boston, TV News, is going to close. Have you ever visited when you were in Boston, the Cheers Bar, either of you?
Yeah, but the real one, I saw this story and it said it was closing in Faneuil Hall, which...
It wasn't in Faneuil Hall.
But that was a recreation of one. The one that I went to was right by Boston Common, where went down the little stairs, and that was the real Cheers Bar. Is that one still open?
That one is the one that was always open, and I never even went into the Faneuil Hall one, frankly, as a local Bostonian.
Yeah, I didn't
even
know it was there, really.
Yeah. One good TV show on tonight, Jennifer, is?
Love Island is back. How about that?
On CBS.
You don't want to watch the Republicans' convention, watch Love Island, CBS, 8 o'clock.
Will there be love in both circumstances would be the question. It's 10 before the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
53 past the hour, Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan here with Judge Stefan as we look at some claims on Facebook and social media in general about the COVID situation. Victoria, how is this? Let's get into the relevancy of this for everybody.
Yeah, this is just yet another reason why and another example of why you should not get any pertinent information, don't get any real news or whatever you think may be real news. Don't get it from Facebook. This is just, it's another study that shows, as we know, the coronavirus pandemic has escalated around the world. Misinformation has spread all over Facebook. A new study of by a global human rights group warns of a social media infodemic. So we've got a pandemic and an infodemic. And that's because so many false claims about vaccines or COVID-19 research and testing and treatments and things like that, it reaches these huge, huge audiences on Facebook before the truth actually catches up with the false claims. And by that time, and as we also know, not to point fingers at older, at senior citizens, but the older you are on Facebook, the more likely you are to spread false information. And we know that there have been numerous studies done on that. The problem is people see a headline, they don't read the entire thing, or before they try to do any research to validate what the false claims are. They've already shared it to their page or shared it to another friend or multiple friends, and then this misinformation just keeps spreading around and around. And so researchers found misinformation about vaccines and other topics were viewed nearly 4 times more on Facebook than content from actual medical institutions, which include the World Health Organization, the CDC, even local governments. People are not going to real sites and sources. They're just relying on what they see from friends of friends of friends on Facebook, and it's ridiculous. So Facebook says that they're doing the best they can to crack down on this misinformation with, you know, questionable health claims, things like that. But then again, you know, earlier this month, President Trump was forced to remove a post about children and the virus that turned out to be totally false, basically saying kids can't get the virus, which is not true. And so the problem is just it's kind of coming from all angles. So the best advice that I can give from here, and this is what I give to my parents and any of my family members who are older.
The old people she knows like me is what she's saying, folks.
Yeah. Stop getting information from Facebook, because even it's true. People who went to high school with someone and they barely even remember the person and they were never really friends, but now they're connected on Facebook and somehow that person that they never really knew has become a quote unquote trusted resource. And that's the problem. Everybody is way too trusting on Facebook and they start sharing stuff and it just becomes a snowball of a problem. So just don't do it. Like, go to an actual trusted medical source if you're looking for COVID-19 info.
The thing is, those are hard to find, too. All right, moving along. There's a D.C. fandom event that is going to tease the new Justice League release, and we'll find out about that right here.
The Geek Out.
The much-anticipated DC Fandome Online event took place, and fans, it paid off nicely. Topping the list was the teaser for the cut of Justice League, which will debut on HBO Max in 2021. There was even more Batman from the trailer for director Matt Reeves' reboot, starring Robert Pattinson as the upstart vigilante, The Batman. Also, Wonder Woman 1984 got an updated trailer, and we finally got to see Kristen Wiig as the villain Cheetah. She looks great. And the James Gunn-directed sequel of Suicide Squad. And since the first one was so bad, this can only be better, right? All that plus a sneak peek of The Rock as Black Adam. All of it's worth checking out, so we've tweeted all of it over at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, up next, Google Maps seems to be getting a new look, Victoria.
Yes, it's a colorful new and detailed look. It's the new color mapping algorithmic technique. It's going to help people more easily distinguish different types of terrain, from tan beaches and green forests to varying types of blue for lakes, oceans, and ravines. The update is rolling out immediately to users in 220 countries that have access to Google Maps. They said that no matter what you're looking at, from the biggest metropolitan area to the small rural town, everything is going to be much more distinguished. Google analyzed advanced satellite imagery and assigned more detailed colors to different types of areas. So even if you're walking in cities, starting in New York, London, and San Francisco, streets and sidewalks and pedestrian islands will be redrawn so people can see them more clearly. So many people rely on Google Maps. I think it's a good thing to have more detail in there.
All right, well, there you go. Now you'll have it if you're in that league. That's Victoria Keevan. Her expertise includes, but is certainly not limited to, what's going on in technology for the average person to understand. That's why we have these moments here on Tech Talk. 59.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.